It's the if I'm being honest part for me. If I'm honest, I overthink things way too much. I doubt myself and my abilities way too much. I let fear talk me into feeling unworthy. What if actually it's not about nixing perfection? What if it's actually about believing that you are perfect right now and you are perfecting the gift God has given you, perfecting the articulation of your story to empower another woman into her greatness, into knowing she is made perfect and she too can perfect herself and her gifts? What if we stopped overthinking things? What if we punched fear in the face? What if we felt worthy right now and just took one courageous step, knowing that it takes being afraid to actually be courageous? It's a perfection perspective shift. Let's go. Welcome to the Sparkle Podcast. I am your host, Portia Franklin. Welcome back. Welcome back, or welcome. If you're new, I am so excited that you're here. And if you are listening again, I just so appreciate you. And I really am on this massive mission to help one woman. And having a conversation with my husband, it's like I'm being serious when I say I overthink things and I let self-doubt beat me up, because I will get into this, but going too far ahead can really overwhelm us in our thinking. And so I have been at a fault of going, wow, like there's so many women I need to help them. And it's like, literally, I'm on a mission to empower women. But if I overthink it, and if I think about all of the women that are out there that could potentially benefit, then I get overwhelmed. My husband said, what if you just help one, you know, help the one. And so that really, really helped me. So anyways, if you're that one woman here today, thank you for being here. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Today, we're going to go into a perspection. Wow. Perspection, a perfection perspective shift. We're going to talk about three fears that could be holding you back from your greatness right now. And we're going to talk about feelings, and we're going to talk about just closing some loops and getting things done. And how can we do that? Let's talk about all the things. So again, welcome, welcome. So excited that you're here. We are going to open up this episode number 4 in our mindset series, in our new season, season 2 of the Sparkle Podcast. And we're going to go and we are going to read a beautiful 5-star message that somebody left us. I'm so excited. If you're listening to this, you have an opportunity to listen all the way through this episode. And if you resonate in any absolute way, then you can leave a 5-star rating, hit that 5-star below. And I really would love to know what you think. So leave a written 5-star review, and it really gives me an opportunity to see what is, you know, helping you. So I want to read our last 5-star review, and it says, you are so beautiful inside and out. Your words are inspiring and motivating. Listening to a bit of your story really made me feel a connection with your podcast, and I am excited to have added it to our morning ride to work and school. Some of these have been excellent to listen to with my girls in the car. My girls are hearing God's truth and your encouragement also by default. Your self-image episode was my very first, and I was hooked. I've restarted from the beginning. You are doing a great work, Portia. Thank you. May God continue to bless you. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you, LJ, for leaving that 5-star review. It really is encouraging to me, and it gives me just a reminder of why I'm doing this. Just one woman. And so that's it. That's it. Let's go. Let's go after that one woman. So are you that one woman? Let me know. Jumping right into this episode, perspective shift. Okay, so here's the deal. What if it's actually not about nixing perfection? Now, my last episode was actually on nixing perfection. Can you even handle it? Things can shift so, like, your perspective. Now, this is where we're at. We're at our mindset. And so the way we see things, there's a few layers to this. Perfectionism, there's kind of a fine line, because there's a dysfunctional aspect of perfection. But then there is something that I want to share with you today that is actually not a negative standpoint on perfection. And so my husband just went to an Emerge conference with our church, and it is absolutely stunning. There was a topic brought up on this, and it really had me thinking when he shared. And so that's where the Lord had spoken to me and said, no, actually, I have made you perfect. And so let me just take you to the truth really, really quick. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, but he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available regardless of situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weakness so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me. His power is perfected in me. So in my weakness, in my imperfection, I am made perfect. Now, Selah, if we can have, which we're called to have, the mind of Christ, we are the righteousness of Christ, then can we put on this mind that says, in my weakness, imperfection, in my imperfection, I'm actually made perfect because God is dwelling in me. Oh my gosh. This gave me so much encouragement when I thought about this, and I couldn't sleep last night because I was like, I wrote this out and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot sleep. This is so exciting. So what the Lord spoke to me is what I read in the beginning of this podcast, and I'm going to say it again. What if it's actually not about nixing perfection? What if it's actually about believing that we are perfect right now and that we are perfecting the gift God has given us, perfecting the articulation of our story, of our testimony, to empower another into their greatness, to know that they are made perfect and they too are perfecting their gifts and testimony. Like that is, it just rocked my world. It's rocking my world as we speak. It's really, 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 really exciting. It's really good news to know that actually perfection is not a bad thing. It's actually not. It's actually excellence. It's actually taking it and leveling up. It's doubling down on the goodness of God in us. It's actually believing that we are freaking awesome, right? It's actually believing that God is real and he's perfect in me, and that I actually can't do anything wrong when I know that I'm in right standing and I'm the righteousness of Christ and I've put on this mind of him, right? I've put on the mind of Christ. And so here we are taking our steps. Now, do we make mistakes? Sure. Right? And there's probably, this could be a controversial conversation. Somebody can always come against whatever. But I choose to believe that my God is in me and dwells within me. And in my imperfection, I am made perfect because he picks it up. He's picking up the slack, honey. He's like on my side, right? So he's guiding my steps. And if I step off the path, he is good to put me right back on track. I know it because I've experienced it personally in my life. Today, I'm living a life that only God's goodness and grace has put me on. So with that being said, Hebrews 12:23 says, and to the general assembly and assembly of the firstborn who are registered as citizens in heaven, and to God who is judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous, the redeemed in heaven, who have been made perfect, bringing them to their final glory. So that solidifies the fact that you, if you have chosen to give your life and believe that Christ died for you, rose again in my heaven, my home is actually in heaven, I am then receiving salvation, and I become a citizen of heaven. I am not a citizen of this world. I'm actually seated in heavenly realms. Okay? So if you have received salvation, here we are. This is a new mindset. We got to take off the old and put on the new. We have to kill the flesh because we are no longer of this world, right? We have been redeemed in heaven. If you have been redeemed in heaven, your salvation, you are righteous, you're the righteousness of Christ, you're a child of God, you have been made perfect. And in that journey, you are bringing you into their final glory, being made perfect, bringing them into their final glory. So this is Hebrews 12:23. I highly, highly suggest going to read this. It is good, good, good news. So mindset high. We are getting a new mindset shift. If you drive a stick shift, if you drive a stick car, if you rev out, you need to shift or you will burn out. So here we are. If you've had a different perspective on what perfection is, let's shift into third and let's go into the direction of power, love, and of a sound mind and believe that, yes, I actually am perfect and I'm perfecting this thing. I'm perfecting this thing because God is with me. He is for me. I am the head and I am not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Declare and decree. Understand that, yes, I am perfecting because the righteousness of Christ has made me perfect. And it is going to come to fruition that as long as I decide to stay on the path that is aligned, that it will come. It'll bring me to my final glory. That is a choice, right? So, wow, this perspective shift has really, 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 really been so exciting to me in the last 24 hours. Okay. And I hope it's good news to you. I hope you're excited because what if we stopped overthinking things? What if we punched fear in the face and just believed that we actually are made perfect and we're perfecting our thing, whatever we're doing, whatever you're called to do. And we just felt worthy. And we just took one courageous step, knowing that it actually takes being afraid to be courageous. Come on, somebody. Get excited with me. Literally so exciting. Okay, so knowing the truth, knowing the foundation of what we're talking about, putting on our new mindset of being perfect, made whole, and all the things, we do have to address some things that could potentially be holding us back and that are the root cause of not being able to believe we're made perfect. Because come on, we have to get to the root. You can't go into your garden and clean up things and expect the rain not to come and weeds to grow back if you didn't get to the weeds' roots. Okay, so we've got to get to the root. And it takes layers sometimes to get to the root, let's be honest. If I'm honest, I'm going in on some roots that are popping up after the rain has come. Okay, honey, like we are going in to the roots. Let's go deep. Let's go deep here. There are fears and feelings and all of the things. If you look in the description below, I have a gift for you. It is a free feelings guide that is going to support you in getting to some roots. Okay, we're going to heal some things today and I'm going to give you some homework to do and we're going to go deep. And fear actually can go really deep. But let's talk about three fears that are potentially holding you back and explain them. Fear is a liar. Fear, if you break it up in an acronym, it is false evidence appearing real. What we give life to is what we experience. Okay, so what we give definition, all the things, like if you have a feeling and you give it an explanation, a definition, then that's just what that thing is going to be to you. If you shared it with somebody else, they might have another experience with that same feeling and they might have a different definition of what that means, right? And so we all have different experiences with different emotions and fears and feelings and all the things. If we could just put some explanation to it, but if we could also understand that fear has many, 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 many roots and get to the proper root that we can pull that thing out, address it, and rebuke it, then we can get to that root and we can heal it. Now, I'm excited about this because this actually just recently happened less than 3 days ago. I discovered what I'm giving you today as a gift. The feelings wheel, okay? And I took fear and I went in because I was feeling some resistance in a part of my life, in an area of my life. And I said, why is this resistance here? Because ultimately, it looks like a glass, like a piece of glass that I just can't get through. But I can see to the other side. I can see the goodness. I can feel the good feelings. But there's this resistance. There's this thing that I'm bumping my head on. Why? Why? So I get to the bottom of this. I name the thing And I go down the line and I get to the deeper root of that main feeling. Is this making sense? So I got to discover the resistance, the true resistance. I'm like, oh, hi, that's actually not what it is. So I addressed it. I acknowledged it. I understood it. I felt it. I made a real acquaintance with it. And I said, you are dismissed. And I prayed and I released, I repented, and I moved on and I received my gift of healing. Okay, so there, the process, right? There's a bit of a process that we can go through to receive the healing that we need on the thing. All that to say, there with anything, there's like, especially like if you are like in your career or business, or if you are wanting to start a business. Now that was like a personal thing, but also like I experienced lots of resistance in business and stuff. And so this work has helped also in releasing me to move forward in power in what I feel called to do, right? So let's talk about these three fears that you could be experiencing that could be holding you back from your greatness in the marketplace or even in relationship. So there's number one, fear of failure, fear of success, and number three, fear of judgment. I want to explain these just a little bit. So what I found, fear of failure explained, is an emotional response to a perceived threat of not meeting one's goals or expectations. It can be caused by various factors, including past experiences, societal pressure, and personal insecurities. This fear can have a negative impact on one's self-esteem, motivation, and overall well-being. It is important to acknowledge and address the fear in order to overcome it and to achieve success. So that's fear of failure. Now, fear of success. Fear of success is a psychological phenomenon where individuals feel anxious or afraid of achieving their goals and succeeding in their endeavors. This fear can stem from various factors, including a fear of change, a fear of failure after success, or even a fear of losing one's identity or relationships. And I like to add this, you could be afraid or fear the demand that it will put on you, the mandate that it'll put on you. So you will have to show up really big, you know, in order to sustain that success. So, and then there's the last one that we're going to touch on is fear of judgment. So the fear of judgment, also known as social anxiety, is a feeling of nervousness or self-consciousness that arises from the concern of being evaluated or judged negatively by others. It is a common emotion that can lead to avoidance of social situations and can affect an individual's daily functioning. So, three fears that you could be experiencing right now that could be holding you back. Which one do you resonate with the most? Fear of failure, fear of success, or fear of judgment? Which one of these fears is keeping you stuck and holding you back? Now, for a long time, I thought the fear of failure was holding me back. But when revealed and examined, it was actually fear of success. I have had, and I am like in process of like overcoming, and just like things have happened fairly easy for me. Like things always have come pretty easy. And when you experience that, things happening easy, like I always knew what I was doing. I always had an idea. I always got things done, if you will. And in this season of life, I'm like, what is going on? And, you know, there's always things like being taught, like I'm learning new skills or whatever. But if I'm honest, things have not been coming very easily. And I'm like, what is going on? And for a long time, I sabotaged my success for a really long time. There's just so much, you know, as far as like, it can go really deep as far as like why I sabotage myself. But a fear of success was something that has come up. And it's like, well, if I succeeded, actually, would I actually be ready for the mandate that it would require of me? Like, would I be ready for the workload, if you will, the the requirements of the success. Would I be ready for that? It's actually where that strength, the building of the diligence, the discipline, all of those things have to come into play. And my mind has to be right. My mind has to be ready. My heart has to be ready. My spirit has to be ready for that success. And if it's not, and if I have too much going on right now, then God is really good to me. And he's not going to give me what I can't handle. And so if I'm frustrated because I don't have something I believe I should have, then I need to go back to the drawing board and go, well, what am I not being diligent with? What am I not stewarding well? Because I will not be given more if I can't handle what I have, right? So it's this whole thing, all of the things, like, what do you experience? What is it that you want? How have you potentially been sabotaging your success because of whatever made up fear? What's really exciting is that knowing that these are the main three fears that hold people back and keep us stuck, then we can go into that and we can go, okay, am I afraid of failing? Am I afraid of the success? Am I afraid, am I actually perceiving the success as too hard? Well, let me tell you, anything worth having is worth working for. And it's not going to be easy, right? Is it the fear of judgment? What are people going to think? But at the end of the day, is what they think what really matters? Or is it you looking yourself in the face, in the mirror going, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I overcame the fear of whatever people thought. I have become strong and diligent and I'm ready for more. Or is it, hey, I don't fail. I'm not afraid of failing. I learn. I have changed my perspective and I don't fail. I learn. So if something doesn't work out, then hey, I'm that much smarter. Failure is not failure. It's learning. How many times did Thomas Edison fail, quote unquote, when making the light bulb? Like thousands, right? So why would we think failing is wrong or getting it wrong? Why is that wrong? Why can't we have a mindset of success? Hey, I just got that much closer to figuring this thing out. Just a thought. If we can gather all the things, if we can understand that, yes, there are some fears. However, if we can have a mindset shift and go, what if it is actually that I'm made perfect and I'm just perfecting this thing? Getting real with myself and going, okay, well, there is resistance. What is that looking like? Why am I feeling, quote unquote, feeling the way I'm feeling? Let's get to the root and close some loops. Yes. So moving into this last part, and then we're going to wrap it up. Feelings and closing loops. So literally when we are all caught up in our feelings and doubts and emotions, we can really get into this start, stop cycle of dysfunction, like not finishing what we start. I mean, please, I'm a prime example of starting things and not fulfilling them. And, you know, ask my husband, not finishing things can be so frustrating. But I mean, you get excited about this epic idea and then you fall flat on your face. So I get excited about this epic idea, then I fall flat on my face from fear and doubt. Like, how disrespectful to God, who actually gave me the idea, the creator of all things, gave me this epic idea. I start it. I'm excited. It totally makes sense. But then the devil gets all up in my head, puts all these fears, these false evidences appearing real, and I become doubtful, unworthy. I get all these feelings of fear, unworthiness, and I stop. It's so frustrating. It's not only frustrating for you, but it's frustrating for the people around you as well. Lots of conversations. Have you ever experienced, maybe I'm the only one here, but have you ever experienced this kind of drama that is completely self-afflicted? Like, let's stop it. Let's stop the dysfunctional cycle of starting something and not finishing. It's actually written. I'm going to go in to where it's actually written. Let's stop and get it right with the truth of who we are and what we are feeling. Let's just really get to these roots of what's happening. and honor God. It states in Hebrews 6:11, "But we do strongly and earnestly desire for each of you to show the same diligence and sincerity all the way through in realizing and enjoying the full assurance and development of you, of your hope until the end." In my Bible, there is a strong message of encouragement. Encouragement to take Hebrews 6:11 seriously by following through on the things we start. It is so easy to begin something, but it takes great courage to finish. Would you not agree? At the beginning of something new, we get all excited and usually have a lot of support to do it. But when our emotions wear off and all that is left is hard work and the need to have extreme patience, we find out what it really takes to truly succeed. Let's make a decision to be people, to be women who succeed and finish well. With that being said, what loops do we need to close? There are some things that have been started. There are some things that we need to go back to and finish. What are those things for you? I have my list. I want to encourage you to make yours. Make your list of closing some loops. Finish what you start. Be strong and courageous, knowing the truth. You are perfect. You are perfecting this thing. You are the righteousness of Christ. If you have salvation, your imperfection will be made perfect in Jesus' name. Let's conquer these fears. Let's get to the root of them. Let's know the truth. Let's address them. Here's the steps to take when you get to the root. Name it. Make known that you know what it is. And if you want to get real deep, and deliver yourself. I'm not kidding. Call it by name. Spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Lord God, I repent and I break agreement with the spirit of fear, unworthiness, you name it, whatever it is. I break agreement with that spirit. And I thank you, God, for giving me freedom. I receive the gift of peace. I receive the gift of love. I receive your gift of worthiness. I receive your gift of making me perfect. Just a few simple yet profound steps to deliver yourself into the hands of your Father who has made you and who has called you to be the light of the world. You, my amazing friend, are so powerful. And together, we can sharpen each other. And we're more powerful together. So I hope, I really, really pray that this has encouraged you today, that this truth that has encouraged me is now encouraging you. Grab that free guide below. Leave that 5-star written review. Let me know how this has touched you. Share it with a friend. Snap a screenshot and tag me on Instagram. But I love you. I love you, my friend. And I will talk to you next week. Please let me know how you're doing. Have an amazing and powerful week. Talk to you soon.